It's beautiful. I'm going to get you a white sneaker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the special city council meeting for the city of Cedar Hills. Today is Tuesday, November the 22nd. Is that correct? And I currently have 4:32 p.m. I'd like to call our meeting to order. The only item of business is to canvass most recent election on November the 8th. So I'm going to turn the time over to Colleen Mulvey, City Recorder. Time is yours.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We need to actually follow election code and have an official action canvassing the results of Proposition 6, our care tax that we put on the county's general election ballot. And basically what we need to do is just by motion, you acting as a board of canvassers will just declare Proposition 6, the care tax proposition for Cedar Hills, as rejected.
Do we need to count votes or anything?
We can just do a roll count vote. You have in front of you the results that came from the county. They canvassed their election just this afternoon at 1 o'clock with the county commission.
So all you need is a motion then?
From our city council that we're accepting.
In your packets, there was a suggested motion. So one of you would like to make a motion on this?
I have the agenda. Was there a motion in there? Oh.
There was.
All right, sorry. Okay, I move that we accept and certify the results of the 2016 general election in canvass and declare the Cedar Hills care tax proposition number 6 to be rejected.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Mr. Zappala, I think, was quicker. Any further discussion?
I was going to say I sadly second that motion.
Yes.
Okay, let's have a vote. Mrs. Reese?
Aye.
Mr. Geddes?
Aye.
Mr. Zappala?
Aye.
Vote is unanimous for those that are here. Two council members are gone.
Okay.
Anything else, Mrs.
No,
Mulvey?
The only thing is I just would need your signature on this report, and we are finished.
Okay. Before we adjourn and head over to Pleasant Grove for a joint meeting, I do want to just bring a couple of things to your attention. And we only have one meeting left, which is on the first Wednesday of December. And then we are done for the year. So that night, I'm going to submit some names for Board of Adjustment, but we also need to talk about a couple of items, and that is the grill. Cameron Burr has said he will not continue, and so we are looking at all of our options. I don't have any options to present to anybody tonight other than Mr. Bunker did present an idea to me, and I just said we need to look at all of our options, and perhaps on the December meeting, but maybe more in January, we'll figure out what all of our options are and then come back and talk to you guys. I want to congratulate the council on wisely countering the real estate offers we got. They were all accepted at our offer. And so all three of them were bought by the same person. And I don't have the closing date, but that's good news.
But it was supposed to be before the end of the year, as
yes.
I understood.
Yes.
Not that it matters to us.
So
tentatively December 20th.
And then today, Mr. Geddes, Mr. Crawley, and I met with people from Snowbird who presented their ideas on water quality. I would suggest, and what I plan on doing is inviting Walt Baker, who's the director of DEQ, which is the Department of Water Quality, come to one of our council meetings, perhaps a work session, and talk about his interpretation of all of the data. And that's an objective source. But Cedar Hills does not get any culinary water per se from American Fort Canyon, other than perhaps what could be leached into the aquifer and the water table that could eventually make it to our water. So that's what we'll have someone come and talk about. I don't have anything else. I know this is quick. So why don't I just take a motion to adjourn, and we'll head over to Pleasant Grove.
Can I ask two quick questions? You said the first Wednesday of December. Is it Wednesday or Tuesday?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, I need to move that on my calendar. Okay, and then the other thing is a few council meetings ago, I had asked if We could look into the 501c3 for the Family Festival Committee because we meet in January.
I brought that up with Mr. Shaw again, and he said he's working on that. Apparently, he was in the hospital for about 2 weeks, and so he says he's back in the saddle now.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean I'm going to have something for you for the December meeting, because I can only present it if it's presented to me.
Yeah, we're meeting in January, and I just need to give them some direction.
Okay. All right. I will take a motion now to adjourn.
Other than the city party, right? It's still the 13th, right?
You mean the city Christmas party?
Yes.
Yeah, that hasn't changed. It's just that our council meeting is Wednesday because I had a conflict on Tuesday night.
Right.
Okay. So you guys accommodated that. Okay. Motion.
I move that we adjourn and relocate to Pleasant Grove.
Okay. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Geddes seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion was unanimous. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.